Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is there like any way we can cancel this whole thing?
Yes.
No.
Dad, it's like Emily turned out to be this whole different other person.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
All men are nervous the night before their wedding, right?
You mean all guys are nervous and anxious? And kind of hope she's a can of botulism?
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Or maybe she could hang out with a deer and a hunter accidentally shoots her.
Or you know when she's sleeping, she makes that nose whistle sound?
What you'd really like to do is take her stupid little red toothbrush and ram it up her nostril into her skull?
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
These are perfectly normal feelings.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour two here on The Fan. God, people get so angry easily. Whether it's a listener or like a coworker, we break. You know, it was a fun first hour. A lot of differing opinions. We talked Blazers.
We're hanging in there after a brutal meltdown.
And I get Nepper storming in here, and he's like, "You've pissed me off." And I'm like, "What's up, dude?"
He's kicking the door in.
He's like, "First of all, you blame me for the mail thing because I check and do the mail every day." And I'm like, "Well, that kind of makes sense.
You're the mail guy around the office."
And he's like, "I don't even know that you could pick mail up." And I'm like, "You deliver mail, you don't grab the mail.
Come on, nobody's buying it, Nepper."
And then the second thing was he was like, "You gave the wrong number of available tee times for the Monday morning round."
Yeah, you misread the email there, Bob.
No, I didn't misread it. It was worded poorly. There's more than
you
one
misread
left.
It.
Oh.
Nah, it's worded poorly.
There's more than one tee time left. There's
Swagger,
not many.
You don't get to chime in about what's right and wrong. You don't even know that Spieth won the Open after he choked away the Masters, and you host a golf show.
I'll take that cocktail in the final hour of the show, please.
You betcha.
So, there's more than one left for Monday morning's round.
But
there's
not
just a few.
There's just like five or six of them.
Yeah,
like
he told me the number, and I was like, okay, there's... Was it five or six?
So the email says there's only one time left because both afternoon rounds are sold out, meaning there's only one time left to still get a foursome, which is the morning round of Monday.
Yeah.
But there is more than one foursome available for the Monday morning round.
Worded very poorly. Come on, boss. Like,
come on.
Let's word things better here.
Come on.
Right? Not my fault.
Come on.
So, there's a heads up on that. All right. We have a lot to get to here in the second hour. And I promise you this. Of all the things we discussed today, I will not fall asleep during the show.
Yeah, Francesca fell asleep again yesterday during the show. He totally did.
Nobody saw this because it's the middle of the Warrior game. There's an account called Back After This. I know Rop and Sue talk about this from time to time, pull the audio. It's just an account dedicated to everything dumb that Francesca says or does.
Hey, just pull clips every day and tweet them out.
He fell asleep again yesterday. He had a caller ranting on his show about how boring baseball was.
Which sounds like a pretty boring phone call, to be honest.
Yeah, it probably was. But that led to Francesa having his head held up by the microphone and then
snapping out of it.
He wakes up because he's about to fall over and his body like jolts and wakes him up and he hangs up on the collar, had no idea what he was talking about.
There's no worse sleep than that too. I feel bad for the guy. When you're doing the head bob sleep, that sleep sucks. It's like when you're on an airplane and you initially fall asleep and then you're waking yourself up every 4 minutes because your head's bobbing forward.
Thanksgiving afternoon.
Yeah.
You go into the food coma.
Like, dude, just go in. Just go all in, Francesa. Just start snoring. Fall asleep.
There's a GIF out there, and it's one that people use. It's when the guy is asleep in the audience, and then he wakes up, and everybody's clapping, and he just starts clapping. You remember that one?
Time to go home.
Okay.
That was me during the Patriot-Falcons Super Bowl at halftime.
You fell asleep?
I fell asleep at the end of the first. Dude, it was 28-3. Nothing was happening.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. And when I woke up, it was because everybody was reacting to Lady Gaga
the halftime
in her halftime show. Like there was
when
probably
she jumped off the roof or whatever.
Yeah, there was like 23 or 5 people at this party that I was at.
All the girls start screaming.
Yeah, and I was in the middle of the couch and I'm asleep. My head's down on my chest.
One too many pelicans in the first half. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I just hear this, whoa, 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 whoa. And I was like,
whoa.
Whoa. Tom Brady got injured. Oh, no.
Oh, we're still good.
I even think I played it off when I got up to go get a snack. It's like, I need to wake up. And somebody goes, can you believe that she jumped off the roof? And I was like, yeah, wasn't that wild? I didn't see it. I had no idea.
Oh, that is fantastic.
So there's a promise today. We will not fall asleep during the show. That doesn't mean you won't fall asleep listening to us.
No, somebody might fall asleep listening, but we will not fall asleep on the show.
Well, I might fall asleep during the Game of Thrones.
He could take a nap there.
That's okay. That's all right.
Occasionally you need a nap. It's funny, too, because he answers, the guy ends his rant after Francesa wakes up, and Francesa didn't hear anything that the guy said, so he didn't know what he was ranting about. And at the end of the phone call, the caller's like, are you guys even covering this, Mike? And he hangs up on the guy.
He just hung the phone up.
Hangs the phone up. He's like, yeah, we're talking about it. Yeah, we're covering it. That's the end of the video. Like, that was the total, like, you ever get that with your significant other? When she asks you, you're not paying attention at all.
No, I'm focused on whatever game I'm watching. She's in the kitchen.
And she's like, what do you think about that?
Been about something.
And you're like,
okay.
Yeah, sounds good. You just give them just a blanket statement, hoping that a yes is like not signing you up for something you don't want to do. It's exactly what Francesa did here. You guys covering that, Mike?
Yeah, we're talking about it.
Can we be honest for a minute here? I don't know what your guys' wives do. Like, I think, Swigard, your wife seems pretty accommodating with the sports thing. Dirt, yours too. And mine, for the most part, is, like, if I tell her there's a big game I have to watch, she is totally accommodating to it. What she doesn't do, and I don't think she's ever going to change, she does try to strike up serious conversations or tell me about key moments of her day in the worst situation.
Yes. Worst pivotal moment,
like,
of the game. Yes.
I'm watching a... This is going to be a me thing. But I'm watching a TV show that I want to watch.
Yeah.
Middle of the episode. And I'm telling you, at work today, I couldn't. And I'm like,
can we hold this? Can we hold it?
I just kind of want to be like, bro.
Yeah.
I asked you earlier, how was your day?
You just drop a bro to your wife?
No, but this is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Bro.
Bro.
Sporting event. My daughter, yeah. God bless her, cutest little thing. She's telling me about her classmate and how she's doing in school.
Just not with 5 minutes left, honey.
And it's in the midst of the collapse last night. Yeah. And I look at her and I go, look, I love you.
Shut your mouth.
But I ask you when I pick you up every day in the car, how was school? Yeah. That is me teeing you up. And she goes,
that was your time.
Okay, Dad. And I go, what do I do? And she goes, you love me. And I said, that's right. I'm watching the game.
Now leave me alone.
Because I don't want to be the dad where the memory is my dad chose football and basketball over caring about me venting.
Hey, would you keep it down over there?
Do you guys deal with this? Or am I the only one?
No,
here?
I have to deal with that all the time. Her timing can be pretty bad sometimes, and she's gotten better with it. Like, there was a Super Bowl 2 years ago where she, I don't know, where she left the house and...
Is the Eagle-Patriot one?
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago, and she had left the house. I don't know what she was doing, but she was running around, and I'm just sitting, I'm just like, just enjoying my, I'm all alone, having a couple of beers, watching the Super Bowl, totally focused. She's on her way home, and she calls me with like 3 minutes left in the game.
It was a good game,
That's like right heat of the moment, you know, Patriots driving, Eagles driving, and so I answer the phone, and she just starts going off about her day, and I'm like, can I just cut her off and say no? Like, can I call you back? Like, so I was the
But she didn't remember anything she said.
No.
And it can come back to bite you.
It can.
And here's the crux is like, do you do the or do you go, look,
call me back in 10 minutes. Like, just, I'm watching the game.
Because that can bite you too.
It can.
Then she's pissed. Are you on your way home?
Yeah.
I said, well, just wait. Get the whole thing, you know.
It's easier to understand.
I don't want to distract you out there driving.
Last night, too, I haven't had many of these, maybe thankfully so, but over the course of the relationship, I haven't had many, like, heartbreaking losses that I've had to suffer through and then, like, try and recover from and be a normal person afterwards.
She's really only been there for all the joys.
Well, yeah, I mean, the only other one that sticks out to me was early on in our relationship was when the Giants blew the 5 or 6 run lead in the 9th inning to the Cubs in Game 4 of the Division Series. And that was
that when you guys first dated? Did she get a World Series in there?
No, there's no World Series. They haven't won a World Series since 14. We
don't remember when you
No, it hasn't been 5 years.
Sorry for not knowing the timeline.
Come on,
here.
Man. Keep track of my anniversaries. And so that was the only other one because that was pretty devastating. And last night was the first example that she's had in a while of probably best just to just keep the house quiet kind of moment.
I'm very aware that I can be an a-hole if I'm honest.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm always doing the delicate balance thing. Don't tell her to stop talking because right. then she'll hold this over you for a month.
Right. You're not going to be able to dig out of this hole.
Tell like it's like an angel devil. It's like yeah. just go with it. And then it's like don't do tell it. Her to shut up.
Don't do it. Don't
tell
do it.
Her to shut up.
Don't do it.
It's the worst time you could be talking
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
Hey. I hope other people out there can.
I think this is a pretty normal problem that people have to deal with. Like, how am I supposed to watch that game? I mentally went to the place two different times last night that Portland was going to win and tie that series at a game apiece and come home. They were up by 17, and I'm thinking, here we go. Then they're down. Then they get back up by 8, and I'm like, holy smokes, they bounce back. They're going to win game 2 at Golden State, and then they collapsed again.
Yeah, that's.
Like, how am I supposed to be a normal, functioning human being after that? You just can't. I need some time to decompress.
I tell you, the biggest one I dealt with was last weekend. It was Mother's Day. I watched the kiddos during game 7.
Yeah, yeah. You took one for the team.
I was alone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold it over.
No.
But I want her to remember that.
Remember this moment.
So when she yells at me for telling her to stop talking, I'm going to go, you remember when I told you the schedule for the Blazers and that I got to watch all those games? I was at home with the kids by myself.
Yeah.
I didn't watch them much. I basically put them in front of Netflix, but this is the things you deal with.
As somebody said, I intentionally talked to my wife about the dumbest crap while she's watching The Bachelorette. Let me tell you about my day, honey. Right? 4 minutes left as she's handing out the roses.
Oh, man. I bet it eats her up inside, yeah. too.
Would you shut up?
Do you want to talk Thrones next? What do you want to do?
We can do that next.
Our schedule's kind of everywhere today.
Yeah, we can do that next.
Okay, well, spoiler alert. Sorry for those who haven't watched. We've got Game of Thrones talk. What did you make of the last episode and everything that went down? Again, spoilers will be made, so do what you need to do. We're going to talk Game of Thrones because the last episode ever is coming up this weekend. Game of Thrones next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. We've got a lot more to get to.
It's been like a big therapy show.
No!
Somebody texted in. This is a good one. Say my wife will turn on like Instagram videos or Facebook videos on her feed during pivotal moments of the game. My fiance, I think it was during game 1. She was on her laptop watching something and like playing sound, and I just leaned over slowly and I turned the volume off.
No, you did right that. Not that it was like a key moment, but usually like during commercials, if we don't talk about something we just talked about, usually we just kind of sit in silence and
just quiet.
Yeah, because we're talking to each other the whole time anyway. Yeah. You did that like 3 times yesterday. You just started playing like Pitbull rap songs on Instagram real loud.
Like, what are you watching on your phone right now?
I think, yeah, the 3rd time I was like, what are you doing?
What is going on over
and
there?
I'm just looking at someone's Instagram. I was like, oh, that's real loud.
All right, there you go.
I kind of want to hold Game of Thrones talk because you said something that is sticking with me.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to, if I'm giving truthfully, like my honest opinion, I think the series is done. You're not beating Golden State 4 of the next 5 unless they get another injury.
No.
So well,
the one thing, too, this would be more talked about today if they had won instead of a loss. Kevin Durant's not coming back in this series.
Oh, I don't know if Kevin Durant's coming back.
Like, that's a pretty.
I think that might be what the rumor was.
Them coming out yesterday before the game saying he's still another week away from being evaluated again. And then Kerr, like, accidentally let it slip after the game last night. It's way worse than we initially thought.
Yeah, and somebody was saying with really bad calf strains, that can be a month and a half long.
Right, until you're at least feeling good or back to full strength enough
That's
to play.
That's the finals, man.
Yeah, so there is no return of Kevin Durant anytime soon.
We'll get to Game of Thrones coming up here. I'll let you lead that one. But
okay.
You said something during the break. And I know they have games 3 and 4.
Well, throw out the reason why, because there's a trade machine. Okay.
No. Okay, hold on. Okay. So we'll dive back into what happened in game 2, preview game 3. Monday's going to be game 4. So Monday's going to be recap preview mix. So we'll see where the Blazers are going to be at come Monday. But you said something during the break that kind of struck with me. And I think there are people out there that are going to feel the exact same way as you. What did you say?
Well, you threw out, so there's a guy that has a trade machine working on Twitter, and he threw out
Henry Abbott, who runs
TrueHoop.com. He threw out a pretty juicy offseason trade for Portland. And I thought, first, I chuckled because it's not going to happen. But I think my main thing is with Portland at this point now that they've surprised everybody to get here is capitalizing on it and doing something in the offseason to make sure that you get back. And it's not going to be easy because you have a lot of free agents and you don't have much money to spend. You only got $5 million in cap space. But it was essentially the last handful of years have not been fun to be a Blazer fan. Like, it's been really rough. Outside of Damian Lillard, you've been bouncing the first round. It's been nothing but disappointment. Your GM, for the most part, is condescending and he talks down to people. Like, it has been not fun to be a Blazer fan the last handful of years. It is fun again. And they have roped in so many people, and I see it on the text line, too. A lot of people who boycott the Blazers, or they don't want to watch, or they're frustrated. Everybody's back on board because of how enjoyable this postseason run has been. And I am just praying to the sports gods that they strike while the iron's hot this offseason and do something to improve the roster to ensure that they can get back to situations like this.
Have a chance to do it.
To have a chance to get back here again.
Because I don't know.
Like, how disappointing is that if you go on this run because you have Amin, who's a free agent, Cantor's a free agent, Hood's a free agent, Curry's a free agent. Now, I know Cantor's been bad lately, but he gave you some big minutes down the stretch. Hood has been huge in the postseason, and Curry has been a consistent scorer off the bench for most of the postseason. Aminu, we know what people's opinions on him right now, but you could essentially lose all four of those guys and bring in like a mid-level exception, and that's it. Imagine if that's Portland's offseason.
Well, I was going to say, like, I think people's confidence in Dame taking the next step has risen this year, and he's deserved that. And CJ playing really well for the most part in these playoffs. But if they bring back mostly the same group, do we think they can do this again? Or is this they struck at the right time mixed with the matchups and all of that stuff? Again, yeah, I don't want to get too ahead, but you said that. And I instantly thought, and you said it in such a nonchalant, like, I don't want to go back to what it was before this.
I know. I'm used to this now. This has been fun. So much fun.
And I know last night was gut-wrenching. I know game one was an ass-kicking. I get that, but
you're in the Western Conference Finals.
You're one of the four teams left standing in the entire league, and we didn't think that was going to be possible at all coming into this year or 2 years ago. And so I think a lot of people are going to feel that. Does that mean you're getting Jimmy Butler like these rumors out there? No, it doesn't. But is there something you can Neil do to keep the roster or improve it? Because of what you mentioned, the cap flexibility is not great.
No.
You're going to lose key contributors. That's why I'm almost convinced, and I hope I don't have to eat crow on this come tip time next year, I'm almost convinced he is going to be very active this summer. Because if you look at their money remaining, 5.7 is the mid-level.
That's about all you got, yeah.
That is about what you have unless you're dipping way into the tax, and then we don't know how Jody Allen feels about that.
I don't, yeah.
So I can't help but go to this mindset of Neil gets how great this is, how much this makes Dame happy. Dame's coming up here in just a couple years. Maybe he signs his max extension. We don't know. We'll wait. But what can you do to strike while the iron's hot? Call up people, because right now you're going to lose, what, four guys?
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine
Curry's going to get a good deal. I'd imagine Rodney Hood's going to get some big money.
The way he's playing right now, yeah.
Cantor should probably get some good money. And then Aminu, maybe he's the one you signed for cheap. I don't know.
Right.
But I don't know how Neil Olshey watches this run, gets some validation for himself. Like, guys all over the media circuit, including us, that, you know, I've criticized him. I've complimented him. I've gone back and forth on Neil. But this has been a total validation for him is to get to this point. How he doesn't want to be more active this summer and say, dude, let's take what we did and let's give ourselves the best possible chance to do it again versus going, eh.
Right.
Maybe it'll break our way yet again.
Well, and it's also not just essentially let's bring the same group back because they got to the Western Conference Finals. If you are to lose this series, you're going to realize that you're still a couple of pieces away from getting to the ultimate goal. And that, again, should drive you to want to say, hey, we need to find ways to improve the roster. They finally do have assets to work with, though, this offseason. I mean, you have expiring contracts that could be attractive on the open market. And maybe you're able to swing some of those and turn it into another piece.
You think those are really good assets? Because I'm not convinced that those are great assets yet. That's more of a trade deadline type deal.
It just depends on what every other organization is looking for. You know, there could be a team out there that has a bad contract on the books because they're not currently winning, but it's a good player that you can bring back, and the money because you have to match the salaries, all that kind of stuff. It's just you want an organization to see, okay, we got there with this group. But again, at times last night, I think you were, again, reminded of some of the difficulty and challenges of this roster.
Sure.
And that is down the stretch of that game, especially in the third quarter, when Dame and CJ, they ratcheted up the defense on them. They didn't have a lot of help on the floor. And part of that was not having Curry and Hood out there, but there wasn't a lot of help out there. And then down the stretch, you just look at the way Portland had to try and defend Golden State and giving so much attention to Curry or Thompson and leaving guys wide open. Like, Golden State got easy look after easy look because of the weapons that they're able to put out on the floor at the same time. You can't just double team Curry and then Golden State says, oh God, what are we going to do? Like, they dump it to Draymond, he passes it to another guy, turns into a dunk for Looney. Boom, it's an easy bucket. Like, it came so much easier for them than for Portland. And if you want, like, a fear factor or scare tactic of what to not do, Houston is a prime example of this. Houston was on the doorstep of winning the Western Conference Finals last year. They, in my opinion, had a worse roster this year than they did last year because they didn't bring a couple of guys back. They didn't make a lot of big additions. Defensively, they weren't as good. But they just kind of assumed, hey, we were there last year, so even without those guys, we should be there again this year. And look what happened to them in the second round of the playoffs. Like, it's not a guarantee just because you bring the same roster back, you're going to get to the same spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, even with the way they've played, I'm not convinced myself, and I'm sure some fans are going to disagree with this. I don't think they beat Houston. I don't. I think that's a bad matchup for them. And they didn't have to play Houston. Houston played Golden State in round two. So that's what I'm talking about. Again, we're not trying to get too far ahead, but we had this guest opportunity, and he's playing with the trade machine, and
he threw out a trade for Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I mean, the sky is blue in Portland. Like, that's a title-winning team, in my opinion. Dame, CJ, Anthony Davis.
Oh, absolutely.
But that feels far-fetched, but maybe it's not. Gail Benson came out and said, over her dead body, will they trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers?
Yeah.
You don't have the package that the Boston Celtics have with trade assets. You don't have quite the Knicks who have, you know, their selling point, but...
It's just about being aggressive. And that's been our calling card for Olshay the last couple of years.
Being active.
Just be aggressive and do whatever you can to improve the roster.
We'll see. All right, do you want to talk Thrones next?
Sure.
Okay, let's talk Game of Thrones. Sorry that we didn't get to it there. I just, Dirt said that, kind of threw me off a little bit. Let's talk Game of Thrones. Final episode coming up. Who is going to sit upon the Iron Throne in King's Landing? Next.
Yeah, the Pelicans being smart or dumb. We'll get to that coming up at crunch time. Back into the Blazers in the final hour. Lamar Hurd's going to join the show at 2:15. And we will spread the line, so get your fake sponsors in 55305. I have good news and I have bad news.
Okay.
The good news is, for all of you who hate Game of Thrones, this is it. There's only one left.
Are we not going to recap it next Friday?
We will. But at least it's coming to an end. If you're anti Game of Thrones folks out there, I have enjoyed. I put up a poll question today. Have you enjoyed the final season? And we had a couple of people respond. I've never seen an episode, but I just voted no. I hate it because I love to see all the internet backlash that's gone on this season. And I actually do appreciate that. So if you missed it, there was, I believe, a change.org petition. Which I should have started because that's my forte, change.org.
You are a change.org guy.
They got 50,000 votes, I believe, somewhere in that neighborhood.
I thought I had read 500,000.
500,000?
Yeah, I thought they'd actually gotten some good numbers and people were like, whoa.
And it was a petition to redo the final season. That's how pissed people are with this final season. They got that many signatures of people saying, yeah, let's redo this bad boy. That cracks me up.
I'm trying to find the Game of Thrones thing. I want to get the... Yeah, there's CBS News, over
800,000. Did you sign the petition?
No.
Would you sign the petition? If you had the option. Because, look, it's not going to happen.
Do you know what upset me the most?
They're not going to redo it, but...
It's not, like... Okay, I find some of the things that the people are criticizing this show about kind of weird to me. Like, almost like they're reaching for reasons to bitch about it. I think, one, you are angry it's over, and that never leaves you in a good mood, that, like, one of your favorite shows of all time is ending.
Right.
The second one is just, I was upset because HBO, it came out, offered them more episodes.
And they said no.
And they turned that down. They could have had 10 to 12, and they said, nah, 6 is good enough for us.
Yeah, they're going
to
go do Star Wars. They got more important things.
That is very upsetting to me, because you could have closed this out a little better. There have been problems with this season. I'm not going to act like there haven't been. But let's take Daenerys. So, again, we said there's going to be spoilers here, so do what you need to do. She went scorched earth on King's Landing last week.
She did. She turned heel completely.
She went mad queen. Yeah. She burned everybody in the city. Yeah. She killed Cersei. Everybody's dead, basically.
Yeah.
Everybody getting mad about that. I got a note for you. Nothing in Game of Thrones happens how you want it to. That has been the constant theme of the show. Name is Ned Stark. I love Ned Stark. The dad of the Stark clan. He was beheaded in season one. I thought, yeah. Oh my God.
Like 7 episodes in. How did that happen?
Where are we going from here?
Yeah, they killed off an entire family at a wedding. Like, that is what Game of Thrones has been. That's the beauty of the show.
Ramsay Bolton.
Yeah.
He cut off Theon Greyjoy's member. He is sexually assaulting characters. He's an evil person that you want to die. And all he has is success for like almost an entire season. And then he's killed.
Yeah.
Like, people don't die when you want them to die. People don't die how you want them to die. This is what the show has been about. And these people that are mad, like my wife was one of them. Like Cersei, she wanted a better death for Cersei. She wanted her to really suffer.
Right.
Versus being in the arms of the person she loves and the building falls on her. And in the moment, I get it.
Right.
But I thought about this and I was like, dude, nobody dies how you want them to. And sometimes people don't die at all.
They've given you a couple of those, but not a lot.
No, the viper in the mountain.
Yeah. Well, Ramsay got eaten by his dog, so that was rewarding.
Sure, but like the viper mountain battle.
Yeah.
The viper should have won that battle, right. Stabbed him in the heart, it would have been over.
He got cocky,
and then the mountain breaks and crashes his head in. That's an example. Daenerys, by the way, throughout all these seasons, she's had different moments every season where she has killed a key leader or damaged a city. And now all of a sudden we're shocked and like upset that she went scorched earth on King's Landing.
To be upset about that is dumb. That's just Game of Thrones. That's they change character directions like that. That's the way the show works. That's the beauty of it. The issue though that ties into that, and this has been my frustration all along, is it's rushed. And it goes back to what you initially brought up. If this was a 10 episode or a 12 episode season where you go long, everyone's an hour, you have some time to get into this, you could have 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes at the start of the season to set things up a little bit more, to show how you get there. But instead, you got 6 episodes and it's like 2 in, she's just evil now. Well, where the hell did that come? Like, I know it's been coming, but the last time we saw her, she was flying north, saving everybody with her dragon. Her dragon dies. She's sleeping with her nephew. Like, we have good thoughts of her at the end of the last season, and then 2 episodes in, everybody hates her.
Well, yeah.
That to me, that just goes back to the whole issue. This entire thing has been rushed, and I don't know how you wrap it all up on Sunday. Like, that thing's going to be an hour and a half long. It has to be. How do you possibly tie up all these loose ends in one episode?
Well, they're not going to, because the characters, all the actors were asked about this, and this video went viral. They were asked if they were happy with how it ended, and not one of them.
None of them were positive.
Not one. From, you know, kind of a supporting cast member to star of the show.
Yeah.
None of them have come out and said that they liked the way that this ended. So I'm sure even I'm going to get upset.
Right.
But I have also found kind of the backlash to be a bit extreme and people just wanting to bitch to bitch.
Yeah, the storylines I haven't had any issue with. It's just the rush to get there. That's been the issue that I have.
Now,
like, the Night King was a good example of that. Yeah. Like, this guy is the existential threat of the entire show from start to finish. We don't even really know any more backstory on him. Like, you never got to know any more details about the guy.
What's his name?
What, 3 episodes in, dead. Okay, so I guess we didn't have to worry about that for 8 seasons. It's just over now. All right, we'll just move on and go forward from there.
You know, Swigard just drinks.
Look at that.
Boy.
Well done, Swigard.
Is this a mule?
We needed that.
Oh, a Kentucky.
Kentucky mule.
I love it.
Needed that on a Friday.
So I don't
mind that he died, and I don't mind the way that it happened. It's just like, okay, over.
Can we get to our big question?
Sure, what's the big question?
Who won the Mountain and Hound battle?
Okay, we can ask that because you were trying to maintain for points in our office pool that the Hound won.
Yes.
And
yes,
he didn't.
The Hound won.
They both died at the same time, so how does one win?
Because when one wants to kill the other more and they succeed, they win.
They both died, though,
no.
So he technically didn't win.
Because yes, he did. He killed the Mountain.
Yes, but the Mountain killed him.
No. He killed himself by killing the Mountain.
No, his anger for the Mountain allowed himself to die, so technically the Mountain killed him. We're going to go around in circles on this.
We are going to go around in circles.
You're not going to win this debate. It was a push.
I need to know right now from the Thrones fans at the text line.
It was a push.
Do you think it's a push or do you declare a winner in that one? Because I'm telling you, he was willing to face the thing he was most afraid of and he was willing to do it to kill him. That has to matter. The dude put himself in a fireball to kill his brother.
We did a poll question on this earlier this week, I think on Monday or Tuesday, and it was 52% said push and like 40% said the Hound. So and a handful of people said the Mountain. I don't know why. A handful of people said the Mountain. But it was the winning answer, at least on the poll question, was push.
But if I hate you more than you care about me, and I kill you by willing to sacrifice myself?
Technically, I killed you because your hatred of me allowed you to kill yourself.
But my hatred wasn't developed unless you developed it.
So I killed you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That came full circle. You didn't see that one coming, did you?
No.
We developed a breathing apparatus on you.
Now our tuna have acquired a taste for lions.
No one cares!
That didn't go the way you thought it would. Wow, Swigard.
Swigard, where would you come in on this? Because I had, who was it? Somebody tweeted us a soccer analogy.
A soccer analogy?
Yeah, like, who's like Manchester United? I'm just using a big brand name here.
Well, let's see. Man City and Liverpool went down to the final Sunday in the English Premier League.
Okay, so who's the little guppy in that? Liverpool?
Liverpool.
Okay, if Liverpool takes on big bad
Is this
man,
rabbit pellet ice?
Yeah, I got my ice crusher.
You brought an ice crusher?
Yeah, I got an old Swigard hand crank.
When Swigard travels, he travels well and efficiently.
This is phenomenal.
Okay, so if Liverpool's taking on Big Bad Man U.
We needed this today.
We did, yeah.
And Man U destroys them traditionally. And then Liverpool ties Man U unexpectedly. That's a win for who, technically?
No, it's not. It's a push. The game is a tie.
It's a draw.
It's a draw.
But who's coming out of there feeling like
they
won?
Don't give me a moral victory here. Sure, one side will be more happy than the other. It doesn't mean that they won the game.
I'm happy they didn't get skunked or came out of there with
a
point.
But they tied the big bad Man U.
You're falling on deaf ears here. Okay, who wins? Who ends up the main jefe?
I don't think Troy Hopkins is happy with our show. He's called in three different times.
He's not excited.
They
about
showed
this.
The only tease they gave you was Daenerys
walking out
to everybody. There's no way they're going to allow her to rule.
Oh, see that? I'm going against the odds. I think she wins.
So what the hell is the episode then?
Because her killing all of her rivals that go against her or them fleeing King's Landing.
And now I wouldn't be that heartbroken about that. And I'll tell you why very quickly. That's the game.
Right. Whoever is the most. Cersei ruled for however many years because she was the most vicious.
You have to not care with the emotions and you can rule. And that might be their overall theme. So maybe you're onto something there. I am going to say that Jon ends up ruling.
Okay, that was my initial answer. Is Troy upset with us? Is he angry? Does
Is
he
Troy
want us to
hate
fired?
Game of Thrones and hate this show? This?
Yeah. No, I'll have to tell you in the break. And then
okay.
Troy's a little confused.
Is this still a sports radio station?
What the hell am I listening to right now?
Okay. I just moved here.
Troy was not listening to us.
Oh.
Okay, tell us during the break. I can't wait for this.
You called the wrong station there? Okay. Shout out Troy, who's not listening.
Well, this ain't the station that gets too lazy to do a show that they just put listeners on all day to do a show for them. We know that's not the station. Because we actually prepare for radio shows and want to give our opinions. We don't go, hey, Bill in Yakima, why don't you call in now with your take?
Why don't you react? You give me the tools to do a radio show. Okay. Yeah, I'm sticking with Danny. That was my initial pick was Jon Snow, but I'm going with Daenerys.
This time next Friday, are we pissed the way it ends?
Yeah, of course we will be. Okay. If we've been pissed for the first five episodes, everybody's going to be pissed on Sunday.
Well, you and I, I don't think you and I were really that mad about that episode.
The storylines are okay. Again, it's just rushed to me.
I agree with you there.
I'm pissed that it's rushed. That's my only
I'm
thing,
also willing to go back and say you were right about episode one.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm willing to concede. You need to concede that the Hound won.
Put it on the board. That's not going to happen. Okay, we'll get back into the Blazers coming up in the final hour. Let's talk about Game 2 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Also, or what the Pelicans doing, smart or dumb? Crunch time next on The Fan.
The pressure's on.
We have an opportunity to reestablish ourselves, get a big win. Not all is lost.
Who's feeling the heat?
Now we got to go home and make sure that we take care of business there. Shame on us if we don't.
It's crunch time. A look at the hottest topic in sports. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments.
Hey, Crunch Time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments. I was not there today.
I know, I was there.
There you go. Look at you. That's three bullshit. Straight days. Well done, man.
I'm in a good rhythm right now.
You are. You went like a month off. Now you're back.
Well, the rain came. It was nice running outside when it was really nice outside.
How about this? This came across the wire during the commercial break. Which I feel we need to ask the question, has this ever happened before? Tyreek Evans, we all remember him, right? Memphis. College ball, at least. Been in the NBA for a number of years. The NBA announced that Tyreek Evans has been dismissed and disqualified from the league for violating the terms of the NBA-NBAPA anti-drug program. Under the anti-drug program, Evans is eligible to apply for reinstatement in 2 years.
The only name that comes to mind is Roy Tarpley from the Mavericks way back in the day. He had suspensions and finally got to the
point.
They
just said, get out of
years?
Here.
Oh, it was back in the 80s. It was like the Brad Davis Mavericks.
You mean when they were doing coke?
Yeah.
But has Tyreek Evans ever gotten in trouble for drugs?
I'll go look at that.
I don't remember a suspension for him.
I don't remember anything
drugs.
Ever for well, him.
Swag, you made a good point.
I'm wondering if this more has to do with distribution or dealing or something like that as opposed to just, using.
This just happened. I'm caught off guard by this because, again, I don't remember anything with him. And to get banned is you did something real bad. OJ Mayo got banned. That's why you haven't seen him in the league.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot about OJ Mayo.
I think that was that 15 or 16?
Now, he was steroids, wasn't he? Didn't he keep testing positive for steroids? Look it up. Like, randomly. But that's a good one. I forgot about OJ Mayo. He was in the league for a while.
He was the last one. So, in 2011, he tested positive for a banned steroid and was suspended for 10 games. He signed with the Mavericks in 12. And then he was dismissed, so he probably kept doing steroids.
Yeah,
and they were like, all right, well, we can't have you in the league.
God, that was that long ago. Yeah, so Tyreek Evans.
16, yeah, July 16th.
Tyreek Evans dismissed from the league. He could apply for reinstatement in 2 years.
Yeah, well, that really hurts the Pacers' depth.
I'd say so.
That bench just got a little thin.
That's rough, man. Not just getting a suspension, but the dude's kicked out of the league.
Honestly, if this was a Blazer, my initial thought would be, well, we just lost 14 points per game.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. I mean, of course. That's where you go.
Dude's a millionaire.
Tarpley was kicked out of the league in 1991, and it was cocaine.
Okay, it was.
But he had numerous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody was doing coke in the 80s and the early 90s. Yeah.
Chris Mannix tweeted, Evans' banishment is not performance-enhancing related. This type of DQ is handed out when players test positive for drugs of abuse.
So, like, black tar heroin?
Tyreek Evans.
Was he popping needles in his arm?
I mean.
You also had Donald Sterling, obviously, was banned.
Yeah, that's that was different.
And
though.
Then Richard Dumas. I wanted to say Dumas. Maybe that's how you say it.
I don't remember.
He was also banned.
Okay. So how about that? That came across the wire during the commercial break. Tyreek Evans booted out of the league.
Actually, been a few people that have been banned.
Yeah, there's a handful of them. The O.J. Mayo one was a good one. I've forgotten about him. He was the next big thing. Never panned out. And then the PEDs, I remember that story now. Speaking of the NBA, I saw this. And I don't know if this is the right way to handle the situation or not. But the owner of the Pelicans came out. And, of course, they now have the number one pick, and everybody's wondering what they're going to do with Anthony Davis because Zion Williamson, we didn't talk about it yesterday, but his stepdad came out, did an interview, and said, yeah, he's going to go to New Orleans. He's not going back to Duke. He's not going to sit out a year. He's okay being a New Orleans Pelican. So a lot of people are wondering, well, what does this mean for Anthony Davis? the owner came out and said, I will, over my dead body, will I trade Anthony Davis to L.A.? Now, is this smart? Is this dumb? Do we appreciate the spite? Like, how do we feel about this?
Well, I want you to put yourself in it. You're one of the more petty people I've ever met.
I am.
Would you be holding the grudge still?
No, I think this is incredibly stupid.
Okay.
Like, I get the anger, and if it comes down to a situation where all offers are equal, by all means, take a different offer and don't give him to L.A. Like, you don't want to just bow down and send him to Los Angeles. But you're going to get a lot of offers thrown at you.
You could get the fourth pick, Kuzma, Ball.
Right. I mean, what if they throw an offer like that at you? So you're telling me no matter what they offer you, a fourth pick, Kuzma, Ball, something else, future first, whatever, you're telling me you're going to say no to that? And you could have Randall, Zion, the fourth pick,
Kuzma
and Ball.
Yeah.
And Drew Holiday, who's still there.
Yeah, and Drew Holiday. I think Ball and Holiday could actually play really well off each other.
So you're telling me you're no matter what you're like, that's I don't like putting yourself in a situation like this. I appreciate the spite as a spiteful person. I can understand that. But to wall yourself off, if they end up trading him to L.A. this offseason, you know how dumb this is going to look?
Well, yeah, I think people will easily get over it, though.
I'm sure they will, but
I think this stems from football. That ownership group has been much maligned, and they deserve it. But they run their basketball team like it's a football team. And the problem with that is, they're different sports. They're set up different. The structure's different. She's not used to. How many owners in the NFL are used to their best player going, trade me. I want out.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in football. You cut their ass. They don't come to your office and demand big time trades. She's not accustomed to this. Their general manager situation has just kind of been figured out with David Griffin. So he's smart enough to know, look, let me take the best deal to set our team up for success. Don't worry so much about the demands that went down last season. If he can get the best deal and the best deal ends up being the Lakers, I think David Griffin will step in and convince her to do this.
Like, we have to take this offer.
Yeah, because you can't set your franchise back because of pettiness. I know that, like, from a Blazer perspective, if the Blazers were ever in a situation where we traded our best player,
like Damian Lillard says, I want out. I want to be here. I'm not playing in Portland anymore.
And it ended up being one of the teams in the West that had the best offer. You got to take the best offer. This can't be about winning the petty war.
Yeah. It is interesting, though, because the last handful, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong on this, it feels like the last handful of big-name guys that we've seen traded in situations like this have all changed conferences. Kawhi was the most recent one.
Paul George.
They weren't going to send him to a West team. They'd send him to Toronto. Paul George went from the East to the West.
I think demanding a trade because free agents have stayed.
Free agents are different. The guys that say, I want out, and you got
to
trade him.
Did Carmelo get traded to the Knicks from the Nuggets?
Yep. I believe so, yeah.
And then, Cousins, he stayed in the West.
He did.
Kings to Pelicans.
He did. So that there's one, that stayed in the conference. But and I understand that's like, you remember back a year ago, we were talking about this with Kawhi and how they're going to handle the offseason. You knew there wasn't a chance in hell if they didn't have to. San Antonio was going to keep him in the West. Like, they were going to do everything they could to get him to the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, that was a really important thing for them. They didn't want to face him. Yeah, you don't want to face him three times. You want to send him to the East, get him two, and then not have to see him in the postseason unless it's a final situation.
So the owner of the Pelicans comes out, says, over my dead body, when they traded Anthony Davis to Los Angeles. Everybody's wondering what they're going to do with the number one pick and then what they're going to do with Anthony Davis. It'll be Zion and then what comes of AD. But, hey, if they're open to trading him in the Western Conference, we'll gladly take him in Portland.
Yep.
You're welcome to play here, AD.
I'm not even trying to exaggerate when I say this. Okay. I would probably get as close as I humanly can to crying if they got him. I wouldn't cry.
I would.
I think a lot of people would.
I would. I would bawl like a baby.
They would jump to one of the favorites, and I don't know why you wouldn't think they couldn't win the title if they got him.
I would bawl like a baby. I would weep for days. If that trade happened.
P1 Cody said he wouldn't give up Collins for 1 year rental.
Stop it. We need help. Okay.
You want the 1 year rental over the career of Collins?
Yes, I would.
What if Collins? What if I told you?
Oh, God, don't do this.
Collins became the white Anthony Davis.
Maybe I'm just a little down because he had four fouls in like 68 seconds last night. Five fouls. Excuse me.
What if I told you
in about a minute and a half of game action? Okay, get him out of there. All right, good run.
He became best shooting big man in the league
since Dirk Nowitzki. Crunch time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 a month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments. We got to spring the line in the final hour. So get your fake sponsors in. 55305 is the better you today. Text line. We'll do it at 2:30. Lamar Hurd's going to join us at 2:15. We will talk about the Eastern Conference Finals, which continue tonight. We have poll questions we need to answer. Let's get back into it, though. Last night was about as heartbreaking as we've seen in a while here in Rip City. How are you feeling today? How do you think the series goes from here? Can Portland bounce back after blowing Game 2 down in the Bay? Load a final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.